This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Ajim Jagstar is a Malaysian visual artist who uses his art to question humanity's present and what it may suggest for our future. His solo exhibition, called Arcology Gelap, is currently showing at Artemis Art Gallery in Kuala Lumpur. Ajim joins us today to talk about his show, together with Sharmin Parameswaran, who curated it. Thank you for joining me, Ajim and Sharmin.
Thank you for having us, Sharmila.
Thank you, Sharmila.
Tell me a little bit, Ajim, about the works that are being shown in Arcology Gelap.
Actually, the title itself is actually a title for one of the main works for the exhibition, and consisting of 20 works, 14 paintings and 6 drawings. Most of those have been prepared for the past 3 months, and so far it's been good. Received a good reception from people.
And what was the idea behind the show?
So after I won an award 2 years ago, Artemis Art actually representing me for this Young Art Award at Young Art Taipei 2016. And I presented a work titled Arcology Convergence. And most of the works for the Arcology Gelap exhibition was based on that main piece that won the competition. And it speaks about architecture, ecology, and the issues revolve around it.
And Sharmin, what was the process of curating this exhibition?
I think for me, it was quite, as always, I've worked with Ajim on quite a number of shows. I think we've known each other for a while. And I think for this show, it's basically a continuation of his narrative. So I think Ajim, with his background in architecture, where he was actually taught to build, you know, and I think when you're taught to do something, I think with him, he just started questioning the need to build. I think if you look all over in KL, we see more buildings. We see us erecting bigger stuff, bigger buildings. So I sense there was this questioning of what are we chasing? Why are we chasing these monuments? Which actually feeds into this exhibition. He had, I think, 2 trains of works. One was called Tugu. Tugu, which refers to monuments, and I could see that coming. So he questions our chase of the monumentals. And then after that, you look at yourself as a human or humanity, and then you ask why this need to chase. And he sort of introduced this concept of penghuni dystopia, which means dystopian dwellers, right? Which is us. So looking at our chase and what we're chasing, and I think I looked at his works and I was like, you could see the two narratives. But I think what was quite interesting was then the title and the main work of Arcology Gelap. Mm-hmm. Is he telling us that, okay, we are basically chasing into the dark?
Yeah. I found the title actually quite evocative, because this idea of gelap, and of course that in reference to contemporary lives and modernity.
Yes.
How did these two come together for you?
Because for me, gelap is something that profound in a manner of it could be a start and end of something. Yeah, we start with nothing, like knowing nothing. So in darkness we were, and we're heading towards darkness itself, death. So I think in chasing monuments, chasing things that we want to build higher, longer, you know, in going to that point, and I think we stuck in this limbo of being in darkness, the start and the end.
Is it ultimately, though, a fairly, I'm not going to say pessimistic, but it almost feels like that's the outlook?
Yes, but I think it really depends on how people interpret it. So, and then I think that's why I paint it, because that's how I see it. But it's not an idea, a statement that fits to that.
Actually, I wouldn't see it as pessimistic. I mean, because when I started working at Ajim and I hear his train of thoughts, and then that awareness of where we are now, like where we've come from, where we are now and where we're heading to, gives us an opportunity to change, or for change. If you're not aware, then yes, it could be pessimistic, because then we're just going on a straight line towards an Arcology Gelap per se, right? But I think the awareness could be a bit of a pause and saying, okay, where are we now? Where are we heading to? Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's absolutely pessimistic, but it's I think it's the awareness and the choice to do something.
And what do you think, as a curator, you brought to the show? How did you shape the ideas and the art that's being shown?
I think the thing with Ajim and myself, and curating the show, it doesn't happen in the 3 months that he's doing it. It's also knowing where he comes from and mm-hmm. having a conversation, continuous conversations with him. Because the more he talks, the more even my own light bulbs turn up, right? So I think when he did this body of work, it's knowing where he comes from that you could see these two narratives sort of coming to play, where it's the two goose and the Penghuni dystopia, and where it is that we're heading to. So for me, I think it's knowing his narrative, and then, of course, going into the space and seeing how best that we can present his narrative to give people a sense of where or what it is we are saying, but not to say this is it, or, you know, because I think we always need that kind of wonder, whether it's W-O-N-D-E-R or W-A-N-D-E-R, with a lot of the exhibitions that we do.
And Ajim, what is it like for you to work with a curator like Charmin?
I think it's more about the relationship that we have. It's not just working together, because I first developed it, these ideas of archaeology based on my interest on architectural terms, and then presented it to her, like, few years ago in an exhibition organized by her, and developed into what it is now. It took years, and then there are a lot of conversations, countless, and then I think it sort of became more solid, and then bouncing ideas with her and how to present it, in what context, should it be in a form of drawings or paintings or gallery or non-gallery space. So we try to cover as much as we can, but working with Artemis, so we have to bring these works so that it's suitable for a wide gallery space. So, and I think that's what for this show. And we are looking for more than that after this.
Yeah. Could you describe a little bit about the works that are being shown?
Okay, referring to Arcoli Glub, it's just a totally black painting, size about 6 by 5 feet. And it's all black, acrylic and oil paint, all black. And you can actually turn it upside down and people will notice the orientation of it. And the other body of work, which is Dystopians, Penghuni Dystopia, you can see a figure being wrapped by structures, constructions, basically self-building, and try to protect themselves from their surrounding, but still they're in darkness. And basically those are the visuals that you can see. And of course there are other drawings and other paintings with a bit more colours, and some people would see it as abstract paintings, but for me it is more than just an abstract painting. There are visuals that people can recognize: the structures, the roots, the trees, the human figures, and everything is overlapping.
How do the both of you know each other?
Okay, this is quite interesting. So basically, I was, because my father is a collector, an art collector, and one day he asked me to organize an exhibition with his art. And he works, or he collects mostly established artists. So I told him I need to go and find some young blood out there. And I remembered this artist whom I saw at Arts for Grabs, and at that time it was at Central Market. Mm-hmm. So I went back and found him, and I just asked him, "Have you ever done an exhibition before?" To which he said,
"No, it's like I joined few small exhibitions, but the show that I joined under Charmin was my first white box public art exhibition.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
so it pretty much kickstart my career as an artist.
Like I said, I think with him, what interests me is there is a progress of narrative and works, which I think a lot of our artists should actually start inculcating or thinking about, so that we as an audience or curators can also join in that journey of where they're going. Yeah.
And when you look at your own work, Ajim, this is your fourth solo exhibition.
Yeah.
What kind of progress do you see in yourself and in your work?
One thing I can be sure, there's no end to it for now. And I think I'll transcend to more mediums and more ways to present the work. So that's what I've been thinking of. A solo show shouldn't be just about me. And I think it can go towards collaborations with other artists from various mediums and various platforms. So I'm looking at that. So let's see where this idea will head to.
I'm speaking to artist Ajim Juxta and curator Sharmin Parameswaran about Ajim's latest exhibition called Arkologi Gelap. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to artist Ajim Juxta and curator Sharmin Parameswaran. Ajim's solo exhibition, Arkologi Gelap, is currently showing at Artemis Art Gallery. Ajim, tell me a little bit about what the audience can expect when they come to see the exhibition.
And I think the title itself give away in a bit. It's all black works, dark works. And then even the visuals are bleak in a way. But that's where you can find the narrative as strong by itself. And I think the catalogue and the writings that follows with this exhibition explain a lot about the theme itself. So we do have, apart from Sharmin's curatorial statement, and there are two other writings by a curator from Kwandu Museum, Taipei, and the other one is J.J. Shin, an ex-director of Mocha Taipei. So they wrote about my works and my experience doing a residency over there and how it relates to the body of work that presented during this exhibition.
And what do the both of you hope the audience takes away from the exhibition?
I guess for me, from a curatorial point of view, I mean, we curated it so that when people come into the gallery, as soon as you walk in, we ideally make you want to walk around. And it's not so much what I would call sometimes a straight hang. There are bits and pieces of nuggets around the gallery which will lead you into a different way of looking, possibly having to do a bit more work. You know, because I think an audience can enjoy an exhibition if they have a bit more of that. And then I would say pick up the catalogue, right? Go and experience the work first. I mean, like, because his work, like I say, is people would say possibly abstract, you can recognize the figures. So what happens in your head as you walk around, I think that could vary. Like I say, whether you think, oh, wow, his work is so dark, or he's showing us a different way of looking at ourselves. And I think that's the main thing that I would like to see people come out of, you know, just a different way of looking at ourselves and perhaps stopping and thinking about where we are, right, and where we're headed to.
I mean, you can definitely see your architectural influences in the works. Is this a conscious process when you work on the art, or is it just something that comes out?
Of course, it has something to do with my own interest towards architecture itself, because I love architecture and how they use technology to the most. But at the same time, that's where what we're lacking of the appreciation of functional things that we can use in architecture. And I try to relate it to us, the humans. And it's not subconscious because I do refer to a lot of science fiction movies, films, and architecture on paper done by architects like Libius Woods and even artists and designers such as H.R. Giger. Mm. So some of them are a bit surreal, but most of the things proposed and designed by them are based on the contemporary technologies and art. So what I'm doing is something what they've been doing the past 30, 40 years. So it's kind of a repetition by itself. So inspired by another architect, another artist. And I hope by doing this, other people will be inspired. And among the feedback that I got from students, it's something that they only see in movies or in graphic novels. Some of them they never thought like something like this can be exist on canvas in exhibitions. So it kind of gave a new perspective on how you can present these ideas in art form.
I find that interesting because I think some of the criticism that's leveled against contemporary art is that it can be inaccessible or it can be difficult for people to find a way to connect. But looking at your works, there is an entry point that seems very familiar, even in the abstract pieces. And I'm wondering whether that actually comes from some of these references, like architecture and science fiction, which, even if we may not instantly recognize, resonates with us in a certain way.
It does. Yeah, it does. So I bet for those who follow science fiction narratives, like, let's say, Star Wars or anything, or from games like Fallout 4, and yes, you can relate to that.
Who are some of your specific influences or inspirations?
I would say Van Gogh, the first, and then it leads to Baczynski, H.R. Giger, Libius Woods, and many more. And I think the list goes on, from old masters and
I wouldn't think of Van Gogh and Geiger existing on the same.
That's the thing, because sometimes it's not about the visual, it's about how they see things, and based on writings about their works that make you realize there are things that they see that we couldn't. And if we try to take the same perspective and view our current world, you can see something and you can produce a work based on that. And I think that's why it's important to have writings or by other people about your work, because it gives you a different window or a different door towards the artist's mind.
What I found notable was how a lot of artists now, especially this year, are doing things because it's election year and because of the issues that everyone's talking about, very specific things about identity and change. And I found yours interesting because while you may find subtle narratives, it's not actually specifically about those
it
things.
It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I think this is how people find the relations, maybe because I don't want to do work based on certain issues or focusing on, let's say, politics or religion or culture, because I think it is more accessible after that.
And I think that's where my interest lies as well, because he also started getting, I mean, for me, I started questioning a lot about humanity, right? So a lot of his works are based on the fundamentals of who are we, irregardless of what's happening around us. Who are we going to be in this year of election? Who are we going to be next year? You see? So I think you're right. There are not many narrations or artworks which tackle quite heavily into the questioning of us.
In that sense, would you then call your work particularly Malaysian at all? Or are you approaching concerns that are perhaps more general?
More general. Because the things that I read, the things that I see, it's beyond Malaysia. I think, because especially when I went to UK last year under the Khazanah Art Residency Program, and you can see how they talk more about ideas rather than just tackling issues that related to politics and stuff. And I think that's what we should celebrate here, rather than, you know, confine yourself within certain ideas or movements. So that's why I think it relates back to the reason why I don't want to stick to one-ism, and people can define my work as it is without saying that it's abstract or surreal or automatic drawings. And I think it relates, the medium is the message itself.
And moving forward, you mentioned that you already started thinking about what you want to do next.
Yes.
What is the next evolution of your work?
Actually, I did state that just now about the collaborations.
Yes, so, that's right.
And let's see, because I have collaborated with a few other people in a sense when it comes to music, writings and other visual art. And let's see how I want to jive back everything together in one exhibition.
Yeah, because I do think that's an important word, the word collaboration. Because a lot of people saying also ask me, are you his curator? I'm like, and I always jump in and go, no, I'm his collaborator. Because I think we have to feed off each other in terms of energies and ideas. And also the industry. I think the more we sort of open our doors and let people come in and share, it then creates a more robust art industry or perhaps creativity, right?
Was the idea always that the three different strands of Ajim's work would come together in one show?
I don't think so, because I think he's got a lot of narratives. So I think going back to this was a show that continued from his Taiwan residency, mm-hmm. where he started off with Arcology Convergence, which was the winning piece. And from there, he already had those thoughts. So I think with this show, he just went back to the thoughts that came from Arcology Convergence. And I think that's how we could pull it together. But in terms of, no, I would say he has quite a number of trains of thoughts. Yeah,
because the thing about my work is there are few visuals that are actually overlapping to each other. There's a few works that you cannot tell whether is it like a human head or a building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that.
Yeah, that's quite Geiger, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in terms of, so you have Arcology Gelap, and then you have Dystopia.
The Dystopians, yes. As well as the Tugus.
As well as Tugu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cohesiveness between the three? What sort of ties them together?
The darkness.
I think it's for me, it's what are we chasing, right? Because if I look at the dystopians, like you say, you can't tell whether it's a dystopian or, you know, there's one with things coming out of its head. And then I question myself, do we build so much that eventually we've got nothing else to build on and we then build onto ourselves, which is what we could be already doing, right? And the thing I like about Ajim is, you know, he sort of takes what we've learned in the past, where we are in the present, and then sort of says, okay, where are we headed to? So that it's there, but it's in sort of a bit of a, you have to question, yeah, or be aware.
I've been speaking to artist Ajim Juxta and curator Sharmin Parameswaran about Ajim's new solo exhibition, Arcology Gelap. The exhibition is on at Artemis Art Gallery in Publica, Kuala Lumpur, until the 13th of May. For more information, visit artemisartgallery.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.